is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. It's The Hull Show powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, working to get Kevin Lytle on the show from the Coloradoan, who I think just got into Charlotte. What a crazy schedule it's been for him. I mean, we talk about the crazy schedule it's been for the team and the coaches and everything, but Kevin's been flying all over the place too and has to book this on the fly. So, wild night for him. He said he's going to be tired for the interview, so we're going to press him. We're going to ask him all the tough life questions. Kevin Lytle joining me. Kevin, are you safe and sound? Where are you right now?
Standing in the Charlotte airport. Finally made our way here to Charlotte from Dayton, which is not the easiest journey in the world, but made it.
You made it, man. You're safe and sound. Our connection's a little spotty right now, so we'll see how long we can keep you, Kevin. But, man, I mean, the travel schedule is just, it's insane. I can't even imagine what, you know, obviously on your end, but the athletic department, when you have to schedule things on the fly like this.
Yeah, it really is a whirlwind. I mean, just ton of crazy travel. You know, the CSU basketball team and, yeah, myself, not that anyone's worrying about us.
We were
went
worried.
Vegas to Denver, right around to Dayton. Luckily, the team was able to fly right into Dayton, and then, you know, CSU flew out immediately after beating Virginia last night to Charlotte. Got into Charlotte somewhere in the 2 to 3 a.m. time frame and ready to play tomorrow.
Ready to go tomorrow against Texas, and I'll ask you about that matchup in a second. But let's look at this Virginia game, Kevin. A lot is being said nationally about just how bad Virginia is, and rightfully so. They were bad. They did miss some shots, some open shots. But CSU was just as good as Virginia was bad last night. The Rams did exactly what they needed to do. I mean, there's a headline in ESPN today saying Virginia going to rethink its whole process or whatever. That's when you know you win a historic game, when you do something like that.
Yeah, totally. I saw that one. And, yeah, I think both are true of, yeah, Virginia's offense, no doubt, is putrid. Don't love what they try and do there. But CSU also played really well. They created problems defensively. They were up in Virginia's grill on everything. And, yeah, create a lot of problems. So, you know, both are true. I think that Virginia has issues it needs to fix if it wants to be a premier program again. And CSU played really, really well.
No, they did. Everything went right for Colorado State. I mean, but again, you look at Virginia, 25% field goal percentage, worst by an ACC team in the last 40 seasons. They had 14 points in the first half.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, the 14-point first half, didn't score for a final 9:20 of the half, and then didn't score for about 3:30 in the second half. So it was about 12 and a half minutes of game action. And in real time, if you include the halftime break, it was something like 50 or 59 minutes, somewhere in that range. So pretty wild.
Yeah, it was. And you could see early in this game, Kevin, I think maybe CSU had the jitters a little bit. I saw Neat Clifford taking the ball up the court, and he just lost it. Joel Scott missed a couple of easy ones underneath the rim. But after that five-minute stint or so, CSU kind of got it together. And Neat Clifford really kind of started. It seemed like once he saw the ball go through the hoop, the rest of the team followed suit.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. There were some jitters there. I mean, Joel Scott started, I think, 1 for 4. All good looks in the paint. And then he didn't miss again as he had a great game. Yeah, and Neat had that just kind of weird dribble out of bounds. He just lost the ball. His face after that, it's kind of like, wait, what just happened? Like, I dribble all day, every day, and yeah, I never do that. But, yeah, then they settled in. You know, that you expect that in the first few minutes of an NCAA tournament game, so that's no big deal because they did settle in and just cruised after that.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado, and he's there. He's covering all of it. He's flying all over the place. He's set to provide coverage tomorrow as the Rams get set to take on Texas. Kevin, was this one of those statement wins that wakes up the selection committee? Because you got the Stephen A's of the world saying Virginia's brand of basketball is awful. They shouldn't have been in. And I'm not saying that those guys are always right, but when it's so loud like this, like it is today, when it makes national headlines, you got to wonder if the selection committee is feeling some remorse today.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, the, I guess, quote-unquote good thing about, you know, being in that first four is you get a lot of eyeballs because it's the only game on, so you get a huge audience. There'll be a bigger audience than CSU gets in the first-round game tomorrow just because there will be a ton of games going on tomorrow, so the audience gets split up. So yeah, it absolutely matters. I believe the head of the committee was sitting courtside last night, so
Wow.
He saw it. And yeah, CSU, you know, they've played it pretty politically polite, but there's no doubt that they wanted to do exactly that. You know, not just win, but kind of, you know, in an emphatic way, say, look at us. You know, you claimed we didn't do anything in non-conference because apparently you weren't paying attention. Look at us now.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, you know, Nico Medved says all the right things. The players say the right things, although the players, you can kind of see it with some of your coverage, too, how they really felt. But I always say this about Nico Medved. He's a really nice guy, but when it comes to the floor and it comes to basketball, something's different. Don't be confused by the nice guy that is Nico Medved. You could just sense it. You could sense it even when they're saying the right things, that they were not happy, and this is exactly what they were looking for.
Yeah, 100%. He goes into, you know, kind of that killer mode. He is a ferocious competitor, and that filters through the team. You know, Isaiah Stevens is very similar in a lot of ways. So, you know, the nicest kid you can ever find off the court. But, yeah, he wanted to mess some things up on the court.
He really did, man. He did. All right, so let's look at this Texas matchup coming up. Another good guard here with Texas, the transfer from Oral Roberts and Max Abesmith. This guy's, he's legit. He's a great player, and Texas is a very good team. Kevin, I got to tell you, though, I thought maybe CSU is going to lose this game. I've changed my mind. I think that the Rams getting out of the Mountain West is like a breath of fresh air, and this is a brand new basketball team.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a matchup a lot of, you know, bracketologists had projected as a first-round matchup anyways before, you know, the committee kind of went rogue. And I think, yeah, in a lot of ways, it looks like a very even matchup. You know, Ken Pom has it basically as a 50-50 game. And, yeah, Isaiah Stevens and Max Abesmith is the highlight. They're two of the best point guards you're going to find in college basketball. They played a couple of years ago at Moby when Abesmith was at Oral Roberts. Obviously, CSU had a much better team. Yeah, that was the David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens team, and CSU just rolled them. Those two have known each other for a long time. They're from the Dallas area. It's going to be a great matchup. And, yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable to think CSU can win. I saw Texas, I think, is a 2.5-point favorite, which, you know, is probably fair enough, but a pretty tight margin there. So I expect this to be a good game. The way CSU's playing defensively, They should be able to be in the game.
I think you're right, Kevin. I'm feeling good about it, my man. Hey, we're going to let you run. I know you're trying to figure out, you know, what life looks like for you for the next several hours. But we appreciate you, my man. Everybody loves your coverage and what you're doing to get out and about. You know, just scheduling the plane, the flight, where you're going to stay, all that stuff. We appreciate you doing it while people like me sit on my couch. And, you know, it's very easy for me, Kevin. You the man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do. Very, very fortunate and privileged to be here. And, yeah, hopefully people enjoy the coverage.
No doubt about it, my man. Nobody better. Kevin, be safe, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. No Rams Weekly tomorrow because starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we go wall-to-wall NCAA tournament coverage. We, of course, had the play-in games on for you last night. It's not going to change tonight. We're going to have both games for you, including that CU and Boise State game coming up. But this matchup between CSU and Texas, I agree with Kevin. It does feel like this might be a very balanced game. We might get a much closer game here. So I wouldn't be shocked. And that would be huge. Colorado State lost to Michigan in the first round 2 seasons ago. And this is a little interesting note here. The last two NCAA tournament games, and as far as round one, CSU has faced the school that the football team opens with the next fall. So CSU played Michigan 2 years ago in the first round. CSU football opened with Michigan 2 years ago. Clay Millen's first start, right? And now they got Texas, and CSU football will open up with Texas next fall. So very interesting note there. 39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.